5:30 PM, I will call to order, 5:30 PM, August 28th, 2025. I will call to order this meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission of the City of Woodway. So there we go. I will turn this over to Angel Holland to administer the oath of office for our newly appointed and reappointed members of this commission. Angel, it's all you.
Sorry. I state your name.
I.
Angel Holland.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
Of Parks and Recreation Commission member.
Of Parks and Recreation Commission member.
Of the City of Woodway.
Of the City of Woodway.
Of the State of Texas.
Of the State of Texas.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of this state, so help me God.
And of this state, so help me God.
All right, thank y'all very much. Thank you for continuing. Nancy, Jordan, Matt, welcome. Welcome aboard to this as well. So there we go. All right, item three, discussion and consider action on the election of a chair, a vice chair, and a secretary for the 2025-2026 year for Parks and Rec. And so I will open the floor for nominations for a chairperson.
I would like to nominate Kevin to continue as the chair, if he so wants to. I'm not very eloquent tonight. I nominate Kevin as chair.
I can second that.
Okay, we have a nomination, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed besides me? All right, thank y'all. Okay, I will open the nominations for a vice chairperson. Our current vice chairperson is Nancy Goble.
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, since I'm still fairly new, I've only been a few meetings, but what exactly?
I see a lot of potential in you, Ashley.
And vice chair, do you?
Well, if he's gone or if he's absent.
Then I have to.
Then you just.
Then you sit in that chair.
You don't have to, you get to.
Get to.
You get to. You don't have to, you get to.
You are not allowed to be absent. I'm vice chair.
I went on faith.
Okay.
Kevin's got pretty good attendance.
So I nominate Ashley.
Oh.
A second.
Okay, we have a nomination and a second for Ashley Shoup.
Shoup.
Shoup for vice chair. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? Congratulations, vice chair Ashley Shoup. And then I will open nominations for secretary. Mary Cunningham, who could not be here this evening, is our current secretary.
I would just nominate her again.
Okay, we have a nomination for Mary.
I'll second that.
And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, there we go. And so there we have our chair, our vice chair, and our secretary for the next year. Thank y'all very much. The Parks and Recreation Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. So at 5:34 PM, I will open this up for public comments. No pressure. All right, I see nor hear no public wanting to comment, so we will close also at 5:34, close our public comment section of this meeting. All right, item five, look how fast we're going through these. Item five, discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular meeting held May 22nd, 2025. So in the packet you received in the mail last week, Should have been the minutes from our meeting on May 22nd. Those were great minutes, very detailed. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all the details in those minutes. Angel, did you put those together?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Those were great. So I need a motion to discuss the minutes from our last meeting.
I make a motion that we discuss the minutes of the last meeting.
And a second to that.
I'll second that.
Second? Okay, is there any discussion, any changes to the meetings, to the minutes from our May meeting?
Make a motion, we accept the minutes as presented.
Okay. A second.
Okay, so there was no discussion, no changes. We have a motion to accept, to approve the minutes from our May 22nd meeting. And we have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All righty, updates from our city council liaison, Councilperson Whitby. That would be you, please.
No real updates in terms of the council, except we all know, and I think everyone knows, that the council voted to accept their recommendation for demolition of the old family center. There was a great deal of conversation, but that was also a four-hour meeting. We went through that. There was conversation about that we're doing it without a quorum, or with a quorum, but not with the entire body, which obviously it has no merit. There was a quorum, there was a vote, and we decided as a council to accept that vote. And there was also some discussion about what to do with the old footprint, and it was decided to push that down a few meetings from now to make a determination on what we'd like to do with that. So that'll be a conversation you guys will be at some point in the future as to what you would recommend to do with that footprint as well.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you what happened.
I know that.
Like a bad ping pong
game. Maybe someone will first
just keep getting pushed back to us. We want to push it to y'all.
I think there could be a possibility that we just decide. I don't know that, but.
Or at least y'all come up with, here's a few ideas, kind of like last time where we were presented some. Because I think the last meeting showed that it's real hard for us to be able to say, oh, let's do this with that space.
Yeah.
Because we don't have that, you know, how much do things really cost,
it's
or
not,
that kind of a thing. So
it would, I will, as a member of council, mm-hmm. I will support us at the very least giving you guys options to consider versus just leaving it wide open. Like it was last time.
I think that would be helpful, because then it may be that the options that are given, we come up with a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that way somebody has done the work to kind of vet what is really realistic,
yeah.
Rather
yeah.
than just like,
all
let's
the
do,
all the
let's put in a roller coaster.
Given,
and,
like,
you know,
oh,
we don't know
this,
that's, you know, feasible.
There was a great deal of discussion about that meeting progressed and the contentiousness of that meeting itself. Some of us were able to kind of call out some folks that were kind of pushing that contentiousness along. So I think that we will have some discussion about what we want to see going forward. There's, you know, even a few new things I think being kicked around over and above what you guys, the four things that you guys had to choose from originally that
mm-hmm.
got kicked back. So there's decision's been made, it's done. So now we move on to what that footprint will be used for. The budget, and a few things had to be eliminated from Parks and Rec in terms of things that, like the dog park and Whitehall had to be taken on because of budget considerations. So that happened as well. So that's my opinion.
So there's no longer a dog park at Whitehall?
No, there is a dog park.
There is.
We had proposed expanding the dog park where the old Whitehall playground was.
Got it.
Kind of in that corner, so.
So is it still just dirt and they're not going to do anything
at this point? Right now, it's just the dog park. There is the dog park that will be there for a bit until we can, figure out a way to. That was lost in the budget consideration. There you go.
Any other questions for Mr. Whitby?
I think the demolition did end up in the budget for capital, so is there expectation of when that's supposed to occur?
At this point, no. It is going to occur this fiscal year. I'm not sure.
All righty, there we go. Thanks, Mr. Whitby. Subcommittee reports. For our new members, this is the Parks and Recreation Commission, so we have more members now than we do parks, but we each take an interest in one of our city parks, and we don't have to physically do anything. We just kind of keep an eye on it and just see what kind of shape it's in, see if there's anything that needs to be done as you visit and use the park, with your family and everything. So do we want to shake that up and open it up? Okay, first let's give reports from our subcommittees. Pogue, I'm not sure who Pogue is.
I think that I was on there with somebody else.
Okay.
Mary.
I think it was it Mary?
It was me. I don't remember. Pretty sure it was me. Or I was like a third or something.
I was just
I don't
an
know.
Extra.
Yeah.
I was just an extra person.
I thought I was the extra.
Well, maybe we were both extras. The only thing, the check to see the toilets and all that from last time was fixed, it said, so I don't have anything else to report.
No, no, that's great. Awesome. Best park in the hot summer, the holiday trees.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whitehall Park?
I don't know.
Huh? I'm not sure who Whitehall.
I have Whitehall on
the line. Oh, we haven't reshuffled since you've
okay.
changed chairs.
Okay. Activity Park? That would be the first park going down.
Is that you?
And that's
at Lakeside.
I mean, I have to go to both of them at
yeah.
the same time.
Activity's one of yeah. Activity's mine, but it's just been so hot, I have not been down there
I've
lately.
I've been a couple weeks after the storms, you know, some tough canopy and stuff. I may have been cleaned up. It's probably been a couple weeks since I've been out there.
But everything else, good?
Everything else is good, yeah. Bathrooms were in good shape.
And Woodway Family Center?
Just Jimmy keeps on doing great stuff over there with everything that's happening.
Okay. All right. So now we can shuffle these around if we would like. Anybody want to volunteer for Pogue?
I can live right there. So.
Okay. Nancy will take Pogue Park, Whitehall Park.
I'll jump back to that one.
Okay. Kristen's on Whitehall Activity Park.
I don't mind covering Activity Park.
Over. Thanks. Jordan has Activity Lakeside.
Remember, that's Matt.
Matt,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Our things are backwards here. I'm sorry. That's all right. That's fine. Matt has Activity Lakeside.
I'm going to leave Lakeside.
Okay. Chris has Lakeside and Woodway Family Center.
Lindsay mentioned to me that she would either do Family Center or Lakeside.
Angie is our.
Family Center.
I'll kind of be the extra person on activity parks. That's where I walk usually.
I will say that when I went to Pogue this past couple of weeks, there were some families there, and I asked each family if they had any suggestions or complaints or anything like that, and they all said, no, their homes were.
Thank you.
That's what I like to hear.
I do have a question about Lakeside. When we talk about Lakeside, are we including, you know, you have a kind of an area at the end of Estates, and then you have the actual park over here to the left. Are we including both spaces as Lakeside, or do we even not count that?
That's a good question.
Like, people watch the sunset, you're saying, kind of.
Yeah, like when you, I see people.
I think we count that as Lakeside.
People fishing.
I think kind of everything that's like abuts the water.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's the two turn-ins, and the first one we call Activity Park, and the second one we call Lakeside, along with that.
Yeah, but then if you keep going all the way down to Estates, yeah.
So that's Lakeside too, okay.
It's, okay, everybody. I thought I took my daughters out there 10 years ago, and I was like, oh, I got a great spot for us.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I don't have.
Everyone is there, like all the college, all the high school kids, everybody goes there. It was impressive. My daughter rides her scooter.
It's a good spot for it.
Their little scooter gang goes down to the lake.
Scooter gang.
It is really pretty.
Kevin?
Yes.
Regarding Family Center, and one of the things that I've looked into to say, there is a new fee schedule that was, you know, was put out or voted on at the city council meeting. The Woodley Family Center is going to, I'm not sure when this starts, but there is going to be a new fee schedule that there will be a fee to use the Woodley Family Center for non-residents.
Okay.
So it's not exorbitant, but there will be a fee to use the
okay.
And when does that start?
Pardon me?
When does that start?
I have.
October 1st, when the new fiscal year starts.
Angel, when is our next meeting?
October 23rd.
Okay. Can you please ask Jimmy, put Jimmy on our agenda?
Okay.
And he can, you know, we'll be in it for a couple of weeks or so in this new fee schedule, and he can kind of give us an update.
Of course.
On what that's.
Oh, that would be.
How that's going.
It's not been officially published yet.
Okay.
The fee schedule, I don't think. But it should be October 1st. And then, yes, of course, I can ask Jimmy to kind of explain
you.
That. Listening.
But I think it's important that you guys know that there is a new fee schedule. And that fee schedule not only includes the Family Center, but there's a couple of changes for renting pavilions. Mm.
So I actually did those, that fee change on the pavilions. The issue is, I don't know if you guys are aware of the new Parks and Rec software that we've gotten. It's to help with the Family Center activities and just booking and stuff like that. And it'll also help with the park reservations.
Oh, nice.
Managing those, because we do everything on paper or on email. It's not fun.
I would imagine.
Oh, that'll be good for you then.
So we have a new software. And that software doesn't allow me to, code's not the best way to say it, but it doesn't allow me to put the 3 hour minimum block for $60. So we didn't increase the price too much on those reservations. We're still one of the cheapest, you know, inexpensive places to rent a pavilion, but, it maybe just a little bit, like by a dollar or two, it increased. So that's all it is. We just charge by the hour now for those reservations. Because we get a ton of people interested in just reserving for an hour or for 2 hours. So.
And that fee schedule was adopted Monday night.
Okay.
Yes.
So it hasn't been like rolled out since it just happened.
Okay. And none of that will go into effect until October 1st.
At the beginning of this.
Sounds good.
Do you happen to have a copy of the calendar? We used to get a copy of
it. I know, I didn't do that this time. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I can email it to you guys if you'd like.
That was very handy.
Yes, I'll make sure to do that from now on. I'm sorry. I've been out quite a bit.
Actually, are you going to stay on Pogue?
So.
or what park are you gonna?
Yeah, I didn't, I mean, I can do Pogue because I live right there.
You gonna do that one?
Pogue as well.
And I can do whichever one.
Whichever one, you can be number two or co on whichever one you would like.
I can do Whitehall.
Okay.
Right. I can do that relatively often. For the new software, is that a link through the website at this point?
It will be. Also going to be implemented October 1st.
Okay.
But and yes, it's going to be super simple. It's Civic Rec. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. But it'll just be like a book now kind of link button.
Okay.
You just click that and it'll take you to that software.
Nice.
And if you guys aren't already planning to, I know I think Pogue is currently go up to the sheet and sign it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have some like... not URLs, but little scan QR codes.
QR codes, yeah.
Up where that is and wherever they are.
Oh, that's a great idea.
People can...
Okay. Yeah.
That takes you right to that Bookit website, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Good information. Anything else on any of the parks?
The only thing on Pogue is I know my wife, we've got a toddler now, and so she says the only place that isn't shaded in Pogue is the toddler area.
Mm.
And so obviously I don't know how all of this eventually works through, but that just may be a consideration in the future.
We make recommendations. What is this for?
In Pogue, the kind of the smaller toddler kid area is not covered. And so when it's hot,
yeah, it's the only sunny area over there.
Yeah, and that's for the little kids who.
and that's where the parents need to be closer.
Mm-hmm. So that was the only input I've received on that.
Yeah, and I still think there needs to be shade over that, or like some sort of sail over the spinny thing, because that thing. Because that's not shaded either, but.
We have a map.
Okay,
yet,
he's the park superintendent. That's
yep.
what he
told me. Going back to Lakeside, just briefly, I noticed in the minutes from last meeting, someone mentioned the road going into Lakeside, and I wasn't sure if they were referencing, you know, that sunset watching area or which area. I know if you just head down the States to that dead end spot, the road is in really poor shape
it's
there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you go into the actual Lakeside loop, on the back side of that loop, it's pretty deteriorated over there. I don't know if that's already been noted in a previous meeting.
Well, actually, it was on last year's agenda to have it repaved. If y'all noticed, I think it was last year, maybe a little bit before then, earlier last year, we had someone, actually it was the precinct for the county, they redid all of Park Road 1.
Yeah, activity
park. This year, they were supposed to do Park Road 2 for us and the beach area.
Okay.
But they had change of hands,
sounds a lot sick.
Yeah, but she's been a lot of confusing stuff that we've been going on with right now. We haven't got no results back from that.
Okay, so it's already a known thing.
It's in the works, it just hadn't got taken care of.
Got it.
Yeah, because that one going straight down all the way to the end of Estates, it is really rough.
Yeah. And we can just keep patching.
You keep patching and mentioning.
It makes it worse.
Yeah, it kind of does sometimes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank y'all. Update from city staff on upcoming events. Our city council liaison, anything new coming up?
Halloween's coming up.
Halloween's coming up. Are we doing
Fest
are we
in a
doing
couple
anything
weeks?
We did. The city did. Is that a trunk or
they do
trunk
like
or
the thing with the public safety kind of
the
drive through or something like that has been in the past.
I will send y'all a calendar. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Just email it to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a wine fest thing coming up.
Yeah, a couple, 3 weeks.
Okay. Any idea how ticket sales are for that? I don't know who the ticket person is.
My wife said it was sold out.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
I didn't see any flags out here for Memorial Day. Do we put those out around
the city?
Down, I know Bosque puts them down Bosque, but
yeah.
I guess we'll find out this weekend with it
well,
being Labor Day.
I think we should have some out there.
That's probably
Normally the mayor would do that. I haven't heard of it.
Right. Is that a Boy Scout thing?
No, it used to be.
I think it used to be at some point.
Like, okay, the Boy Scout, like for our block, but for the city, perhaps we have a different plan.
Okay, I remember seeing Boy Scouts on estates close to our house, putting them out, picking them up, but that's no longer a thing?
They still, I mean, they still do that on our block, for us personally, but I don't know for the city.
I don't either.
I called about that a couple of years ago and talked to a scout master, and he said, well, when that started, they kept that up, you know, with all the residents and all, but they stopped doing that, but they continue to put the flags out, but you can't order like a new resident to be included in that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, I mean, some of the other, all of those people have changed, I'm quite sure.
I'm sure.
So we might could get hold of the scouts now, somebody that's around here. I don't know any scouts, but.
We used to have one that came out and put one in ours when we first moved in, and it happened, and it lasted for like another year or two maybe, and then, because I guess the previous lady had paid up or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, they, I think they used to pay.
And I'm like, how do I get it back?
They used to pay like, I think, $20 a month, and they would come and be there by 5 a.m. or something, if the sun came out, and then they would come and remove the flags for that $20, and it was worth it.
Everybody has them on our floor. We got back on the list about 2 or 3 years
that,
ago.
I mean, July 4th it did, but
I
can't remember that far back.
The Boy Scouts aren't going to do this on the step right there.
I'm pretty sure that I put them in all of them.
Wow.
And it was raining.
Raining?
And it was raining in the evening.
Then you.
I'm pretty sure that was Memorial Day. So if I'm thinking of a different day, Nancy, I apologize, but I think Memorial Day I put them.
So can you ask the mayor about the flags? He said that the mayor usually did that.
Well, the mayor called me and asked me if I would do it for him because he was going to do it.
This year, for this year? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
So I put them out on Memorial Day, and he put them out July 4th. He was up here in the morning, and he called and asked if I would pick them up at sunset. So I did that. But,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, I'm the only veteran on the city council, so I'm not. Yes. So.
Dave, can you comment on any of the capital outlay for the parks for the coming year? I haven't heard yet as far as, I know they kicked out the dog park, which y'all talked about.
That's great.
What else?
I don't remember.
I know there was some concern.
There were
some
other things.
Yes.
The dog park was one.
There was a resurfacing the tennis courts.
At Whitehall?
Yes, because I remember the council actually brought it up about that, and the rubber.
That was blank. The
rubber mat around the merry-go-round at Oak Park.
I thought that was already done.
It stayed.
No.
It's, pardon?
It stayed.
It stayed in the budget?
I believe it stayed.
I think that stayed.
Stayed as in stayed in the budget?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember.
Good, so. I mean, I've got them right here.
Okay.
On Arboretum and Family Center, there's pavilion windows, splash pad, and demolition are the three that I see that are still on the 26 budget. And I think this is the one you guys voted on last week, this version 3.
Yeah.
I haven't heard what was cut.
I didn't
know.
Yeah, no worries.
The dog park.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one got cut, and then I think previously the action activity park thing, LaBam. Was previous.
Oh, you're talking about, I think.
Oh, the grant for the
yeah.
the
left
thing
left
that Jimmy wanted to do
yeah.
got cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Leveling the field got cut? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I keep that.
So unless there's another fund that isn't Arboretum Construction or Family Center, there's three capital lines for 2026.
Got it.
Any other questions for our staff liaison or city council liaison?
Maybe this is a question. Yeah. We talked about some kind of new thing back behind the pavilion. Remember that people could have like
outdoor weddings, and we looked at a couple of different mock-ups. Has that project moved forward over at the Arboretum, or is that?
It hasn't moved forward. I don't know.
A year ago.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
We had, like, it was going to be really pretty.
I saw that presentation.
To you, yeah, that was one of your first. Do y'all remember? It was going to be a really cool kind of.
Almost a year ago.
We had like a consultant.
Pergola.
Yeah.
Patio.
An architect came in.
The Arboretum brought it to us.
The city brought it to us.
Yeah, the city brought it to us.
Was it an architect?
And we, like, endorsed it, I guess.
Yeah, we had somebody visit us. She came once. We didn't have a quorum.
It was a she.
She had to come back at our next meeting.
I will find out about that. I was just asked to chair the Arboretum subcommittee. We haven't had a meeting. We haven't.
What I appreciated about her presentation was the city came and presented, and she, the designer, and then we all had a lot of ideas, I remember. And she took every single thing that we said and really listened. Mm-hmm. And the next presentation was fabulous. I mean, it was, the first one was great too, but I just appreciated that she kind of heard all of the random things that we were throwing at her and, like, made it all work.
Did
so
you put a number on it? Well,
here it was.
I don't remember the price for it. I think this was one of those, because the Arboretum is a park but isn't a park, you know, it was more just getting our input for the design. It wasn't like we're officially authorized. I felt like it was like $30,000
for it. I'm thinking $40,000 up the top of my head. So I think it was somewhere around there.
So I just haven't been, you know, going behind the pavilion isn't something that I normally do. So. Yeah, great.
Are you taking notes?
And I'm sorry, I'll make a quick quasi-correction. There is replacements capital in the operating budget that may have been what you were referring to. So merry-go-round tiles, tennis courts, mower, and temporary fencing for baseball. So that is included. It's
so
just not in the
stayed.
Big.
Okay.
Yeah, just not in the big capital.
So resurfacing the tennis courts is going to happen over at Whitehall, I'm assuming. That's the only place we have tennis, isn't it? Just Whitehall. I made the mistake of scheduling a youth group pickleball night at Whitehall on the last Wednesday of July. I've done youth ministry for 30 years. That was one of the dumbest things. It was so hot. The kids had fun, though.
Okay. All right. That would be item eight.
I was trying to think of the guy's name that was our liaison beforehand. John
Williams.
Williams. Oh, okay. He had brought up one time about parks doing like a project together of some sort. And I loved the idea, but then we never talked about it, and then it never something. So I just feel like there's a lot of really cool events that happen, you know, at Woodway Family Center, the Arboretum, like Wine Fest, and Mahjong, and Mocktails, which is all that fun stuff. But like there doesn't seem like there's like a parks and rec like event. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like in a way to kind of like promote parks and rec and promote like healthy living and all that stuff, like I feel like we should do something. And I don't know how y'all feel about that, but I think it would be successful.
Can we put something like that on like the next agenda to plan? Maybe
yeah, I mean,
for
it's
an
too hot right now
spring.
To do anything outside, so, but yeah.
I think fall or spring would be a good time, and maybe an event to, you know, for people that live in Woodway and haven't visited the parks to encourage them to at least come out and see what we have to offer.
I feel like we just have such a beautiful park. I know a lot of people come down there, but yeah, like a family fun run or rucking or walking or whatever, something, I don't know, that can be a fun event.
Well, and we had talked in the past about like Parks and Rec hosting like an Easter egg hunt or something in the spring or, you know. Oh, I had mentioned about going and doing a bluebonnet seed stomp in September over at Whitehall to help reseed that.
Maybe I'll just go get some seeds and go do it myself.
Yeah, I just wanted to try and find a way to like really encourage not just the indoor family center recreation, but like outdoor and utilize, yeah, our parks. I mean, a lot of people do, but like just encourage like recreation and hey, we're here, like Parks and Rec is here. And, you know, if you have ideas or want to see like sidewalks, I like sidewalks, you know, or things like for the Parks and Rec, like if you like come to our meetings and like, I don't know, you know what I mean, but like, I don't know, just encourage that kind of stuff. And, but also just like, I think events and get the kids out, get families together. Yeah.
I like that.
For recreation.
So if we come up with an event like the Blue Bonnet Seed Stomp, what's our communication channel for that? We would relay that back to the city, or how would that get communicated to residents?
I would assume through city channels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's social media and other means.
Okay.
Put it on the website.
Yeah.
So,
a banner.
So will you just make note of that to be like, because I know we're not supposed to discuss stuff that's not on the agenda.
Yeah, of course.
So if we can put that on the next agenda, maybe.
Tony Williams. Sorry. Yes, I can.
That can be.
Thank you.
And then we can come with all kinds of
All kinds of ideas
to talk about.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
Anything else? That brings us to item 9. It's an adjournment. So I will call for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Unanimous. And so we adjourn at 6:06 p.m. Thank you all very much. See you again on October
23rd.
23rd.